that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. It is a midweek movie music edition of Ball Don't Lie. That's when my man Patrick, the Idealionaire on the show, comes up with all the musically themed days of the week. That's when he takes songs from a soundtrack, plays those songs for us, and based on the selections that are played, Harge and I are supposed to gather clues and hints, breadcrumbs that lead us to the featured film of midweek movie music. I got it last segment. Goonies. Is this Cyndi Lauper?
This is.
Yes.
This is The Goonies Are Good Enough.
Oh, yeah. This would have gave it away.
Yeah.
This definitely would have gave it away.
These are all misfits.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These are all the kids that are just doing things.
I love
this show.
And didn't one of the actors from The Goonies win like an Academy Award this year?
Was it the one that was a short stack on
yes.
on Indiana Jones?
Yeah, I believe it's the same. If I'm not mistaken.
No, yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, I could be off about that.
I know it was short stack. I know he was a guy because they were showing stories of him when he met Indiana Jones as a grown up.
Because he looks the exact same. Like, I mean, I think he looks pretty much the same. So anyway, getting back to it. But anyway, Goonies is the movie featured film of midweek movie music. All right. Let's get, you know what, before we get back into the live stuff here, because we got several pieces of audio to play for the live, from a lot of the players from the PGA in their response to the PGA merger with, and actually more accurate than live, it's more with PIF, the fund that is the fund behind live. So we'll get to that, and we'll hear from Rory McIlroy and also Bryson DeChambeau. We're going to hear from as well. Okay, so we'll get to that here in a second. But let's read some of the responses on the Specs text line, because we did have the Specs text line down while we figured out midweek movie music, and we got it. In response to the conversation that we were having about the Aggies and also the audio we played of Billy Lucci, when I call the Aggies a side piece, I'm not trying to be insulting. That sounds ridiculous. But I'm not, because the main rival of Texas is Oklahoma, and that's why I say the Texas A&M rivalry is kind of a side piece. And A&M never wanted to be a side piece. That's why they left Texas and left the Big 12, because they decided no, we want to be our own thing. Now A&M doesn't have a rival, unfortunately. So there's a little insecurity with that too.
Yep.
This texter says, "Such a side piece, you have to join our conference." Yeah, that's. It's business, but the Aggies are taking it personal, and I get why they're taking it personal. Like I said, I'm not hating on the Aggies for that. I get why they're taking it personal. I get it. They they're taking it personal because they believe people aren't giving them enough credit for being able to see into the college football, the future of the college football landscape, and go to the SEC, which Texas mm-hmm. decided to do. So I'll give you credit, Aggies, and give them the game, because they're the only ones who care about where the game is played. The Longhorns don't care. I don't think the SEC cares. I don't think the SEC cares.
They don't.
I don't think it matters to the SEC. I don't think it matters to anybody else except the Aggies. So just give it to them. But I know a lot of you out there, y'all want to be petty. See the Specs text line?
Yes.
Y'all already petty. All right. Yeah. See, another texter says it doesn't matter where it's at. Let's go spank some misbehaved Aggies for old time's sake.
Yep.
But some of y'all are upset and want to be petty like Harjnim.
Yes, 100%. 1,000%. Not 100. I want 1,000%. I'm looking at it because they are so matter of fact that they owe us one. That's the part right there that drives me nuts. It's like, don't nobody. Oh, what did Lil Wayne say in his rap?
Oh no,
real G's move in silence like lasagna. You know what I'm saying? So when that is what's going down, and you feel like your old one, do that behind the scenes. Wow. Work that out. Don't put that out in front of people, because now you got everybody gassed up. Oh. Everybody is ready to go to fight for it now. It's like, we were cool before. Now you're going to try to rub it in that this is, I don't know what Chris Del Conte seems to think.
Y'all don't want to give them one win. That's the problem.
No, it's not a win. It's not a win. I want you to play.
They think of it as a win. Just them getting the home field for that first game, at least when they resume the rivalry, the Aggies believe it's a win. Nobody else believes it's a win.
Everybody's we're the like, side piece, but you're going to come to our conference. Not a win.
What are the Aggies about? Moral victories.
Yeah.
It's a moral victory.
Negative.
Let them have it.
Nah.
Let them have the moral thing. Look at Putz. Putz says, I didn't give a damn where the first game was played until Bjork and Lucci started running their mouths. Now I won't say either. Screw them over again.
Right.
Now Longhorn's just being petty. Y'all just being petty.
But again, look what he said when he started it off. I didn't care where it was going to be played until they started running their mouths.
I'll give Longhorn fans credit. We're being honest. This is 100% about being petty. 100%. We're not lying and being like, we deserve this and you won't. No. We will admit to you, it is petty, but you have brought this upon yourselves.
Thank you, Patrick.
The text line just coming in now. It's pretty hot and heavy here with a lot of Aggie hatred on the Specs text line.
Yep.
Someone says, hail to the gnaw, bring him here. someone says, Aggies getting whipped at home equals not a win. Listen, I think it's – I used to play the Aggies all the time. I love beating the Aggies in Aggie land. I think that's – honestly, I'm not going to lie. Wait, it's more satisfying to beat the Aggies in Aggieland for a player.
It is.
They're so sad. All their traditions and everything, the humping and all that stuff. You know what I mean? It just makes all of it,
We learned so many yells.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it makes it all. I was there for the last game that Texas A&M played, and it was glorious to beat them in that fashion. Because they were a better team. They should have won that game.
Yep.
Every Longhorn fan knows they were a better team that year.
Well, and yet, Case McCoy. Yep.
As Bucky calls him the greatest American hero, he's out there.
He does look like that guy.
Dude, he's out there sprinting around. And like, how'd y'all let Case McCoy scramble down the field on y'all? Like, how does that happen? Oh, that was a great. Oh, it was great.
And that's when everybody was 1,000% in love with Justin Tucker and realized his range.
Yeah.
That's when the range started to his legend was already there, but it grew exponentially, and then he went on to do it in the NFL as well.
Yeah.
So.
That was fun.
Yep.
The Aggies do have something. I believe it's a tradition they call humping. Aggies text me and let me know if I'm just some Aggie told me that. I believe it is. Am I making that up? Text Chad again. Text Chad again. He's our resident Aggie. I swear it is not.
He's probably listening. He will give us an answer.
It's not something like you guys are crass and your mind's in the gutter. I think it's like an Aggie thing.
I don't know nothing about that.
All right, then.
I don't know nothing about
that. All right.
And you, like you, I made plenty of visits to Texas A&M.
Legalizing says, we'll beat the Shorthorns anyway.
Aggies put their hands on their knees and lead forward, a.k.a. humping it.
Yes!
To project their voices.
They hump it. Yeah.
There you go.
That's a thing.
The core calls it smoking.
Way to make humping weird. Thanks, guys.
We
were all good with it in Austin, but when you go to College Station and go, what's humping? We get louder. Weirdos.
We shouldn't have said that because out of Specs X Line, they're just using that.
Yeah.
They're just using that, the humping tradition from the Aggies. Yeah, they hump it. All right. Sorry about that, Aggies. I was trying to take up for y'all. Go back and listen to the podcast we've been up. I am actually taking up for that. I was almost an Aggie. And thank God for Mac Brown coming into my house and drinking my mama's sweet tea.
Thank you, Mac.
Because otherwise, I'd been an Aggie, guys. I think about that oftentimes, the alternate timeline, the alternate universe, the
right
multiverse
now,
where Rod B's an Aggie.
Yeah, right now, you being College Station, being like, guys, it's just stupid. It makes sense. We get the next five games in College Station. I don't even get why there's an argument.
No. Honestly, I would be hated by Aggieland because I would like to think I still would be keeping it real because I have been called into Mac Brown's office before because Rod B keeps it real even when keeping it real goes wrong. So I probably would be a hated Aggie because I'd be speaking too much truth.
Yeah.
I know the Yankees don't like that.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't like that. No fan base. Longhorn fans don't like it that much either, by the way. Y'all didn't like it a lot either. And trust me. I remember. I remember people criticizing me. Turns out I was more accurate. I was more right than wrong. So y'all forgave me, which
love
I appreciate.
It. Love
all
it.
Right. Thanks for all the participation on Space Text. Now it's NC-17, so we can't even read any of these. Mm-hmm. It was PG-13 for a while. Then you got skipped over the R rating. Skipped the R rating after the humping it clarification by my man Patrick in there. Okay. Specs X line. We'll hit that up again. 512-337-3776. Let's get to this audio really quickly. We got several pieces of audio. A reflection from some members of the PGA and a member of LIV, actually, about the merger between the PGA and the PIF. So here is the – let's play both of the Rory cuts of audio. I don't think it matters which one we play first, Patrick. Here is
we have
Rory.
Three.
We have three. Okay. You know what? Yep. Just hit one of them for me then.
I know you and many other golfers were offered substantial amounts of money to join LIV.
I was never offered any
money. Oh, my apologies. Should the golfers who maybe stayed loyal and turned down LIV, should they be made whole financially?
I mean, the simple answer is yes. The complex answer is how does that happen? Mm-hmm. Right? And that's all gray area and up in the air at the minute. But yeah, there's, you know, it's hard for me to not sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb and, you know, feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens. Again, removing myself from the situation, I see how this is better for the game of golf. There's no denying that. But for me as an individual, yeah, there's just going to have to be conversations that are had.
Okay. I love that first part, though, that he said he wasn't offered any money.
Yeah, he said that quick too.
Yeah, the report was it was what 600 million or something.
Yeah,
he was in
that big money group.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
I think that is that. Well, I never had conversations with them.
My agent did.
Or like no, but it's like I never talked to them. Like I just never when they said we'd like to offer you money, I went no. So in my head, I was never offered money because I just didn't even open the.
And somebody was like, "What would you have offered, Rory?"
Yes,
it would have been upwards of 600 million. Good point. That could be it as well. Yeah, I mean, he seemed okay. Let's play another cut from Rory because he gets into a lot here. Let's play a couple.
Wait. I want to comment on the fact of what he said about I removing myself from it. It would be great for the game of golf. This is going to be great for the game of golf. And it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday.
I said it bad for the PGA, good for golf.
But it also it helped the PGA because they did change the way that they viewed everything and they moved up the purses. So yes, it was one of those things where it's like we're getting paid now for our talent because we bring all the people and help the people that make a lot of money, the sponsorships and everything that's involved. So I agree with what Rory said is now this is going to be good for the game of golf because now we know that these purses are going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah, I said from day one, bad for the PGA, but good for the golf, good for players, good for fans.
Yep.
It's unfortunate. And he gets into this, too. We got a couple other cuts. Here's another cut from Rory McIlroy. He's at the Canadian Open. Is that what this is?
Yeah, that's what
from the Canadian
right
Open,
now.
Talking about his thoughts about the merger.
The one thing I would say is, again, whether you like it or not, the PIF and the Saudis want to spend money in the game of golf. It is they want to do this, and they weren't going to stop. So how can we, you know, the thing for me, and this is this one thing that I've always thought about, how can we get that money into the game, but use it the right way? And I think that's what this ultimately will do, hopefully. I mean, that's my hope.
Yeah, one in the front right over here.
Just over here. You've said a couple of times now, maybe two or three times, if I remove myself from it and kind of trying to kind of forecast a bit further down the line, but is that a hint that there are bits of you that are still uncomfortable with, you know, you're a football watcher. You've seen the reaction to Newcastle United's takeover over the last year and the Saudi kind of moves in soccer and other sports.
Yeah.
Is there a bit of you that's still uncomfortable with just how cozy Saudi Arabia and their money is now in golf? Like a lot of people would see that it controls a hell of a lot of golf.
I've come to terms with it. I see what's happened in other sports. I see what's happened in other businesses. And honestly, I've just resigned myself to the fact that this is, you know, this is what's going to happen. Like, this is, it's very hard to keep up with people that have more money than anyone else. And again, if they want to put that money into the game of golf, then why don't we partner with them and make sure that it's done in the right way? And that's sort of where my head's at.
It's a good point about that, because I just read a story that Cutter's like a sheik. He's submitting like an offer, a final offer, a kind of a takeover bid is what they're calling it, for Manchester United. So there's just a lot of, you know, Saudi Arabian influence, or there's Middle Eastern influence overall, I should say.
Ton of the influence.
But either way, that's a more of a macro subject. But he says there that, and kind of getting to the point you talked about, Harj, that he removed himself from it and talks about he doesn't necessarily like it, but he understands why it's good for the game.
It's the growth part of it, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many other things that are got to be unraveled and looked through before all of this can be done. I know the Department of Justice has been part of this conversation, especially when a transaction like this, you have to make sure that it's going to be okay. There's a lot of legal layers to this deal, but it goes back to what we talked about yesterday. When you start looking at how this all is broken down, there's a lot of lawsuits that were involved in this as well.
Oh, so many.
There was so much that was all the litigation that was involved in this has now been kind of swept under the rug, because there's not going to be any legal ramifications when it comes to that part of it. And I still believe that there was some dirt that was being found that was going to change the entire PGA anyway. And that's why Phil Mickelson was so giddy about it, because he's been trying to change it. You talked about Greg Norman and what he meant to it. Jack Nicklaus said something about it as well.
He said the last 3 years have been difficult for the game and the players. I spoke with PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Moynihan this morning. He seemed pleased with the arrangement that will once again bring together the best players in the world. I agree that this is good for the game of golf. I also appreciate the commissioner's comments about continuing the tradition of the tour and the mission to support important charitable causes. I'm certainly interested in seeing the details. Jay indicated that this all will happen in 2024, so very soon the proof will be in the pudding. Whatever is best for the game of golf enjoys my full support. So you got a lot of people changing their tune, because Jack Nicklaus was also very critical of the LIV Tour at one time as well. And by the way, adding to your point about the Justice Department Antitrust Division opened an investigation into the PGA Tour last year. So they're going to look into, of course, the merger, but they already were looking into the PGA a little bit.
Of
the PGA as well. All right, one more.
Because it wasn't an antitrust that they were talking about. It was an antitrust
lawsuits. And that's, I think they were afraid they were going to lose those antitrust lawsuits. Okay, so let's hit this cut from Rory McIlroy, because he's keeping it really real in this cut here about his thoughts on the merger.
But it's not LIV. I think that's the thing. I still hate LIV. I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does. And I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the PIF. Very different from LIV. All I've tried to do is protect what the PGA Tour is and what the PGA Tour stands for, and I think it will continue to do that. So, look, going forward, I hope that there may be a team element, and you're going to see maybe me, maybe whoever else play in some sort of team golf, but I don't think it'll look anything like LIV has looked, and I think that's a good thing.
All right, so he hates LIV. And let's hear from the LIV side just really quickly while we have a little time. Bryson DeChambeau went on CNN, I believe this was, and he spoke about the LIV side of things, and he was asked a very tough question about the connection and the obviously the references last year. Actually, I think it was at the Canadian Open when Jay Moynihan was asked about the 9/11 families, basically, and their thoughts on Saudi Arabia and their backing the LIV Tour, and now they're merging, of course, with LIV. Here is Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, of course, you know, one thing that's not behind closed doors, which we do know, is that the LIV Tour is backed by the Saudi Public Investment Fund, which, of course, is run by and backed itself by the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Because of this, that is why it has earned so much criticism, including from the families of 9/11 victims. And the group put out a statement today saying, quote, the PGA in Monahan, referring to the commissioner, appeared to have become just more paid Saudi shills, taking billions of dollars to cleanse the Saudi reputation. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think we'll never be able to repay the families back for what exactly happened just over 20 years ago. And what happened is definitely horrible. And I think as time has gone on, 20 years is passed, and we're in a place now where it's time to start trying to work together to make things better together as a whole. I have deep sympathy. I don't know exactly what they're feeling. I can't ever know what they feel, but I have a huge amount of respect for their position and what they believe. Nor do I ever want anything like that to ever occur again. I think as we move forward from that, we've got to look towards a pathway to peace, especially in forgiveness, especially if we're trying to mend the world and make it a better place. I think this is what they're trying to accomplish. LIV is trying to accomplish. The PIF is trying to accomplish. We're all trying to accomplish is a better world for everybody and a way to provide great entertainment for everybody around the world.
It's not just about 9/11. What does it make you uncomfortable at all? Because it's not just that they're accused of financing terrorism. They also are accused of killing a Washington Post reporter, Jamal Khashoggi. How do you feel knowing that that is where the money is backed by?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's unfortunate what has happened, and that's something I cannot necessarily speak on as I'm a golfer. But what I can say is that what they're trying to do, what they're trying to work on is to be better allies, because we are allies with them. And look, I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I'm not specialized in that. But what I can say is they are trying to do good for the world and showcase themselves in a light that hasn't been seen in a while. And nobody's perfect, but we're all trying to improve in life.
All right, gentlemen. Exactly. It's hard to stomach. There's no question. It is hard to stomach. I mean, this is, you talk about hypocrisy. It is.
Yeah.
It is mired in it.
Oh, man. It is. I know we have to have a thought process on this one, but these are some of the things when you get into that level of discussion. It's hard to understand what someone else feels.
It is.
Unless you've walked in that shoe, right? We can all assume a certain thing. We can all feel a certain way about things. But when you look at what these people have gone through, the loss, and how they lost, that is the part that really, those golfers that are now, man, that was a long time ago, 20 years now. No, man, them people still live with that every single day.
And you used it as a political chip.
Yes.
In trying to gain loyalty from, obviously, golf fans.
Yes.
And to try to win people, get people on your side. And I think
that's the worst part about it.
That is the worst part about it. Because, like I said, I gave you my notes from last year at the time we started discussing this, and everybody was saying they were probably going to lose. Hell, even President Trump said they were probably going to merge. Why would you be so adamant for loyalty from all of the players and everyone else? Exactly. When you know that you were going to cave in the end.
Yep.
That's probably why people are very upset. That's why it looks really hypocritical. And even, by the way, Jay Monahan said, I know I look like a hypocrite. Like, Well, that's what he's paid for right now. He's getting paid. He's getting paid to be the bad guy and take all the heat. And it's a lot.
As he's
heat.
Eating filet mignon and lobster.
That's what the money's for.
You know what I'm saying? That's why.
That's what the money's for, as Don Draper once said.
Yep.
That's what the money's for. And right now he's sleeping on $100 bills. Ooh. What you got coming up in Harsh Knock Life?
We got our man Chris Amadaris, the president of the Round Rock Express. He's going to be coming on talking about all the events that are going on this week. Obviously, it's high school baseball, and he's going to talk about how this is one of his favorite events of the year.
All right, we'll hear from him coming up next right here on Ball Don't Lie, 104.9 Horn.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, the main event of the evening for your entertainment and pleasure.
Mike, you have to be so combative.
Now, I probably wouldn't say this in front of white folks, but in front of your own speak, my man.
He has emotional anger issue problem.
Hey, are you Dirty Mike and the boys?
I'm Mike Lowry.
Michael!
Oh, that's funny. Michael!
Welcome back to a Hump Day edition, but it's more of a midweek movie edition of Ball Don't Lie. And the midweek movie, it was Goonies. I got to ask my man, our next guest, if he was a Goonies fan. But you can follow me on Twitter at HardballHard. You can follow my man Rob Babers at Rob Babers. And, of course, you can follow the man behind the glass at It's Patrick Davis. We also love it when you're a part of the show, and we've been loving your responses so far. Hit us up on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. And joining us on the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina hotline is a man that's been on this show multiple times. You can hear him on the airways either in the morning with B&E or in the afternoons with Rod and I. But he is one of my favorite people, and you can follow him at Express Prez on Twitter, my man Chris Amenderis. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Hark. How are you guys, man?
We're doing great. Outstanding. Thanks outstanding. Were you a Goonies fan? Did you watch Goonies?
Of course I was, man. Come on now.
You got to hang out with Chunk, right? You got to hang out with Chunk, right?
I was sending some stuff out the other day about all these 80s things that I follow on Instagram, and it's just, man, it brings back great memories. I actually saw one on Atari last night, and I sent it to my brothers, and Pitfall and Defender and all this good stuff. Right? Yeah. That brings back great memories.
Think about how we've moved along with the graphics from Atari and Defender from since then, and Dig Dug.
Well, that's the thing. Pitfall. And I told my kids, I'm like, you guys have no idea. And I remember when Luke was coming up, he wanted me to, hey, Dad, can you play this game with me? And I'm like, Luke, I got to go back and forth like Super Mario Brothers. I can't be like doing all this other stuff.
That's right. So, Chris, obviously the Texas Rangers and the Round Rock Express have a great partnership. But another partnership that you have is with the UIL, and you're always hosting between Dish Falk and, of course, the Dell Diamond, the UIL playoffs. And you and I were texting the other day, and you said that this is your favorite event of all time because of the fact you get a chance to be around these high school athletes. You get to see the big towns, the small towns. You get to see all these different athletes come through, and you're hosting some games right now. It's been a busy day for you guys already, right?
Yeah, we started out this morning, you know, like we said the other day, I think it goes back to, you know, when you grew up in the state of Texas and you're a baseball fan, you know, you play Little League baseball or pony baseball, what it might be. And for us that grew up, you know, in the 80s and playing baseball, it was like you would play, and if you won the district, you'd go to the next round, next round, next round. And then, you know, growing up in Humble, I grew up 20 miles outside of North Houston, and that was the thing, is like, you know, the whole city would shut down for playoff games and do it, and it's the road to Dell Diamond. And so this is my 14th year with the Round Rock Express, and one of the things in year two, you know, Reed kind of charged me, hey, you got to make the connection with UIL, and we want that thing. We always want to host that at Dell Diamond, and so that's been one of my missions. And, you know, years later, having both boys play at Round Rock and having the opportunity, I remember the first time Daryl Beasley was my contact with UIL, and we did a 5-year contract, and it was kind of guaranteed that both my boys would have the chance in their high school if they got far enough that could play at Dell Diamond. And I think Chase was one game – his senior one game away from coming to Dell Diamond, and Luke as a sophomore, Round Rock played in 2016. And so just great memories. And you know, I told our staff in our staff meeting the other day, you know, a lot of these kids, you know, you got grandmas, grandpas, the passion, and people just coming out from the city to come support their, yep, their local teams. But a lot of these kids, Hards, as you know, it might be the last time they put on a uniform and play an organized baseball game as a team, you know? And, yep, and so, I had a chance to, we had one of the teams, Harleton came in. They're from East Texas, but the coach asked, hey, can we come in early? And we took a tour, and I got a chance to kind of address the team, and the team was kind of looking at the field, and I got a chance to meet the pitcher that was actually pitching today, and he's pitching right now as the game's going on. And we just kind of started talking, and I said, well, you know, what's your goal for tomorrow? Like, just have fun. It's the same, you know, 60 feet, 6 inches. And he said, sir, I'm going to strike out 15 tomorrow. And and I said, I love the confidence. Well, I've been averaging 12 a game. So it's just great. We had a walk-off win in that first game. And, you know, look, of course, Friday night we've got Westlake, and that's going to be a big game. You know, I was talking to Dr. Bride up with UIL, and I don't think UIL, the last time I think they were in the state championship was at Disfalk with Kelly Gruber. I mean, that's how long it's been for them.
Yeah, it's been quite some time. So that's what I was wondering, too. Obviously, we're talking to the president of the Round Rock Express, Chris Amadaris. And, you know, I'm looking at the teams that are here. Obviously, there's some teams that always make the trip, and you expect to see them. But then you're getting celebrities in the house. You're going to have Goldberg in the house tomorrow night as his team, his son's team, Bernie Champion, takes on Argyle. And you've had the Pettits in the house. You've had different celebrities in the house. But most importantly, I love what you said about the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and the cousins in those small towns where everybody knows everybody, but the entire town comes to support them, and you're getting to bring them to the Dell Diamond. How cool is that?
Well, it is, and it's, you know, we got a call from Reed earlier, and he said, hey, listen, man, is our suite open, because my dad wants to come Friday night. So, you know, when Nolan Ryan's coming out, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but Nolan Ryan played in the UIL State Tournament back when he was in high school with Alvin High School. And so, look, if you're a fan of baseball, this is the event, in my opinion, to come out to Dell Diamond. It's just a unique experience. There's a lot of kids. There's noisemakers. The UIL, A.J. Martinez with UIL reached out to me the other day and said, hey, do you guys allow drum lines? And I'm like, it's your event. I'm running the stadium to you. He goes, no, but it's your facility. So I'm fine with it. And just, again, for those kids to come out, have this last, you know, opportunity to play at Dell Diamond. You know, we'll host the Austin Air All-Star Game on Sunday night. And then the following weekend, Father's Day weekend, we'll host the state All-Star State teams, All-Star Games. And so our Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Games. And so, look, there's a lot of kids that are going to get a chance to play their last high school game at Dell Diamond. I was fortunate both of my boys finished their last game playing that Austin Air All-Star Game. And then, of course, Luke came back the next year as a true freshman and made his debut at, you know, for the University of Houston, his college debut with University of Houston. And that's a special memory for me. And, you know, those kids have that opportunity. And that's the one thing. We're tired. I think we're in the middle of, it's 49 games in 48 days is what we're going through right now with our Round Rock Express schedule and then the UIL and all these All-Star games. But, man, at the end of the day, it's what we do, and it's the business we're in, and it's what connects us, and we love it, man.
And it's totally different from what you were up against a few years ago when we were dealing with COVID. Now you're at the ballpark every single day and not having to worry about some of the other things that were going on. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact of the 6A games. You brought it up about Austin Westlake taking on Pearland. I believe a lot of those kids from Pearland were the same kids that went to the Little League World Series. And then you got the big game with Cypress Woods in Flower Mound, coached by Coach Wallace, who used to be the coach at Conley and Georgetown, bringing Flower Mound back. How excited are you to watch some of those players? And I was telling Rod the other day, I said the cool thing about it all is one of those players will end up being a major leaguer at some point. There's always been major leaguers that have played at the Dell Diamond before they hit that big stride.
Well, I think that's what the neatest thing about it is you get a chance to see these kids play in the high school, and then, you know, some of them will get drafted next month, and then some of them will go off to play college baseball and have got college careers, and then when they get into pro ball, to come through Dell Diamond, it's one of the neatest things. There's a kid on El Paso that was here a couple of weeks ago, Michael Cantu. He played at University of Texas.
Yep.
But Michael Cantu played against Mike Chase way back in 8U coach pitch in Houston at Baseball USA, and we were talking about this the other day. He hit like 3 home runs in one game, and I was talking to his dad, and it's just so neat to make those connections and remember those kids and to come through it. And look, Danny's a good friend. Had a chance to meet him when he was at Georgetown, and then, of course, the first year he came back with Flower Mound back in 2014 to win it, and it's just neat. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for us to showcase Dell Diamond, and that's the goal, the road to Dell Diamond and the road to Round Rock and the finisher season at Dell Diamond. And so, you know, the Texas High School Coaches Association, they're up in the Intel Club all week, and it's just neat to connect with those guys. And, man, the first thing we're always talking about is just, one, they're asking about my boys, and we're just talking baseball. And it's why we got into this business and what we like to do, and just spread the – joy through the game of baseball. And there's no better, you know, no better event that we put on than the UIL State High School Championships.
We're talking to the Round Rock Express president, Chris Amadaris. And Chris, before I let you go, we were talking to Jared Sandler yesterday about the Texas Rangers. Obviously, you are in the middle of it all because they're shuttling players from Frisco to Round Rock, from Round Rock to Arlington. How excited are you about what you're seeing from the Round Rock Express playing some good baseball, but most importantly, the path that a lot of these guys are going to the Rangers playing as well as they are?
It's been fun. It's been one of the most exciting seasons so far, just with the success that the Rangers are having. We got it a couple of years ago when we were with the Astros and having those kids come through. But look, as you know, we're about development. And so, you know, the Round Rock, I like to tell people a lot of times we're the baby Rangers. And so we're developing these kids and teaching them, you know, hopefully giving them a great experience. So when they get that call and to play what their ultimate goal is, to be in the major leagues, that when they come through Round Rock, that they say, you know what, Chris and Tim and Stu and all the great people on my staff, Jackson, you know, we were first class in everything we do. And, you know, we meet with them after we come back from spring training. When those guys break spring training, we meet with them and say, look, we know you want to be what your ultimate goal is, and we're going to do everything we can to get you guys prepared to play, you know, for the Rangers. Last Friday, we had almost 12,000 at house. It was booming. It was unbelievable, the crowd that we had. It was the Syntex opening ceremonies and Nolan Ryan bobblehead series, first New York Met bobblehead out that night, and it was great. We were playing some good baseball. Oklahoma City looks like they're probably going to win the first half, and we've got a great chance to win the second half and play in the playoffs and try to do something. But you know, it's exciting. We got some bad news yesterday with DeGrom, you know, you always feel sorry when something like that happens. But I think the Rangers have made some moves in the offseason that have put them in a great spot. And, you know, it's fun. I think I've gotten more people calling asking for Ranger Astro tickets at the end of the month. And I'm like, guys, mine are gone. They're not doing comps. So you might get set to buy whatever you can, because it's going to be a big series. And I think that series is going to kind of, you know, steer the second part of the season on what happens. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a neat summer. And we encourage people to come out to Del Diamond. Look forward to seeing you guys come out and go from there.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back out there, and I'll definitely be there Friday night as Westlake takes on Pearland. It's an exciting time for a lot of these young kids, and if I'm not mistaken, Chris, they can go to MILB.com to get the tickets, or can they go to RoundRockExpress.com or RR Express?
They can go to our website and look. You know, there's a link through UIL with how to buy tickets, and it's a, you know, we're encouraging people, especially on Friday night, to buy the tickets. It's going to be that way. You just come through the gate and show your phone, the ticket on your phone. You know, ticket lines are going to be long if they don't do that. But we'll be ready. We'll be excited and looking forward to watching some great baseball. And, you know, hopefully the good guys will win, whoever the good guys are for those folks. we're going to enjoy it, man. It's my chance. I don't have a dog in the fight, but I just get to cheer for people. I do have friends, you know, Chance and Dan Covert are good friends and good partners with us. And, Britt Peterson, there's been some guys reaching out, so we're gonna have some fun and cheer it on. And I'm, you know, my boy Adrian Allen, he's down at Distro. I wish I could watch those guys play.
No doubt,
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about it as well. And I wanted to ask too, when you start looking at all of this, last year you saw Georgetown win the state championship right there. And the entire city of Georgetown is there. I know you guys do a great job, and are y'all prepared for all them folks from Westlake to come in there?
We are. You know, it's funny. I think we sold out a suite for Friday night, but we'll be ready. You know, one of the things, we've got a kind of a plan in place. Georgetown, you know, they had the biggest crowd ever. Round Rock was right behind them. But, you know, if we've got to open up the home run porch, we'll do that. But we'll kind of see how it goes and just kind of start, you know, being ready, prepared as those folks come in. And we want a big crowd, and we want some good baseball. And I think this is the best weekend to kind of get that playoff atmosphere, baseball and you know, the passion with these kids and just the parents and the family and the noisemakers. It's just a fun environment.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild time. Thank you for joining us, my man. This is my man Chris Amadaris, the president of the Round Rock Express. Make sure you get over there and check out the Round Rock Express, but most importantly at this time, get over there and watch some high school baseball. A lot of talent is on display. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys. See you later. See you soon.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's good stuff right there, because, you know, you don't ever think about the logistical part of that. And then all the teams and all the cities and the small town versus the big town and who's coming in, grandparents, cousins, everybody's involved because Chris is right. And Rod, you've been there. You don't ever know when it's going to be your last time to play. And for some players, they already know this game may be their last game. So it's a good time for a lot of people, but it's also stressful too.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. But it sounds like it's going to be a
madhouse.
Good time. Yeah, it's going to be a really good time, especially if you got somebody actually playing in it. But even if you're not just a baseball fan, it seems like still it'd be a nice place to go.
No doubt.
All right. That's Hard Knock Life. We come back. There is a story that is kind of taking over NBA Twitter that we have to discuss. Zion Williamson the news. I don't even know. This is news. More in the – there's news, but then there's the rumor mill also attached to it. So we'll get to that because NBA Twitter is blowing up with this story.
No.
We'll talk about it right here on Ball Don't Lie, 104.9 The Horn.
D.D. Mega Doodoo. I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
Once it's turned on, the sign will spell out Deli Cat Essen.
Well, I don't get they bring the egg comb.
Well, congratulations. Continue good sex in the Big East. Thank you, Jimmy.
And boom goes the dynamite.
It's time for another edition of Off the Record.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
All right, welcome back to Ball Don't Lie right here on 104.9 The Horn. NBA Twitter is all a buzz, gentlemen, and it ain't about the NBA Finals right now. A couple of stories out there, actually. The Suns cutting ties with CP3. We'll get to that. We'll also preview Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But let's get to the salacious gossip that the NBA just seems to be a plentiful source of. So Zion Williamson, congratulations on order. He's having a baby girl, actually. This report comes from Black Sports Online. I'll give them credit. It says, it's important for Zion Williamson to carefully consider his choices. The decision he has made, he's having a child, it says, with a young lady who they call, and TMZ is on this too, Akima. Her Instagram account is out there, so she is the real deal. She's got the pictures of the gender reveal with Zion and video and everything on her Twitter. On her Instagram account. So it's her. That's Akima, and she invited her friends and everything for the gender reveal. And that's obviously the good news. Congratulations are in order. And apparently, when this went viral, another woman who is upset about this this big news for Zion is Mariah Millie Mills.
Come on now.
She's an OnlyFans model.
What?
Self-described ex-adult star.
Ex. Yeah, she's done.
Moving on to bigger and better things. She has posted screenshots, receipts of text messages between her and Zion, and she claims, because this woman is pretty far along, she's actually got pictures of the, like you can see the baby bump and all that kind of stuff. This other woman, Mariah Mills, is claiming that her and Zion been getting it on since very recently. We don't exactly know the time. And she tweeted out some very nasty stuff. She said, basically, you couldn't even get a real porn star pregnant. Yeah, that's crazy. Why would you?
Couldn't get a real one?
I don't know. Like I said, she considers that a dig, I guess. She said, I was with you last week in New Orleans, and you couldn't tell me you had a random thought pregnant after all I've done for you. She said, I let you blank a lot. And, okay, I won't even get into that. But he wasn't using protection. Let's just get it. I don't want to read that. He wasn't using protection. She said, basically, you're putting my life in danger because you're not being responsible. And then she's got screenshots of him saying, bet I don't have a girlfriend, but if I moved you to New Orleans, would you be cool with be like my official? Just asking so I know how to go about the situation
just
with respect.
Just need to know, man.
And also another screenshot. When you move, how much do you expect me to pay you a month? But I'm super excited. There's other screenshots. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's very salacious. So this former porn star, ex-porn star, she's claiming her and Zion had a intimate relationship even up until last week, I guess. And now you are on social media revealing the child, the sex of your new child with your baby mama. I think this is his girlfriend right now, whatever. All right, gentlemen, what are your thoughts?
I don't have any.
Do we believe the porn star?
What do they?
She's got screenshots.
100%, I believe.
Okay.
100%.
100%.
100%. You know why? Because Ratchet is Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of. That's why he's dealing with so many injuries. Dude been putting in too much work elsewhere.
Hey, he ain't great. Will Chamberlain did it all the time. Yeah. He was still a GOAT.
That's because Wilt Chamberlain was built like that.
He's old school,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, he was an OG. He showed up for work every day.
And based on those numbers, he had to be putting it in every day.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Do you think in New Orleans it's just tiring at this point that you see Zion Williamson training and you're like, he's not healthy, is he? No, this is other news, isn't it? It's never he's coming back and healthy, is it?
Yeah.
Every time there's news, it's like, and he's gonna be out for 6 more weeks.
Other part is like he's looking better than he's ever have in the offseason.
Well, according
he's
to
in great shape
according
right
to
now.
The report from Robert Latow of BSO, the OnlyFans model Mariah Millie Mills, she does say she helped him get back in shape by playing bed gammon. That's what he says. The headline, I can't even read you most of the headline from him.
You cannot.
For the story.
Do you think that the strength and conditioning coach for New Orleans had to look that up? It's like, I don't have this in any of my training.
Oh, also she says she's late, so you better hope she's late.
Is she?
And she said she better hope.
Where was she
she's
supposed to be? Why is she running late?
She missed her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
She missed her friend.
It is nice to know that he can perform in one thing.
Yeah,
because we know he can't perform on the basketball court.
He is prolific right now, apparently. Like, so he's so good for him.
He's a high scorer.
He's got a lot of free time.
Yeah.
He does, and a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a lot of free time because you know he ain't playing basketball.
Hey. And they gave him an extension, too.
Hey, Aggies, this is the side chick I was talking about. I brought that up earlier. That's a side chick. There you go.
All right.
Any other comments about this, guys?
Negative.
Yeah, he probably
because it's all negative.
He probably made a dang coaching mistake on. Oh, by the way, the baby mama, there's now rumors that she was also at one point an exotic dancer. These are just rumors. So there's stuff coming out about her too, unfortunately, because they're talking about where they met and they believe they might have met.
100%.
Zion needs to get to church.
I think that's a church. It's a strip club called that.
It is. Church.
All right, we know Zion's been going to churches plenty.
Exactly. He's like, oh, I'm going to church. I'm going to get blessed.
I'm going to church. No, I'm going to churches. I'm going to get me a bucket.
Yeah. You said church, not churches.
Come
church.
On. Church. Get on the court, Zion.
Oh, man. All right, we got more NBA news because CP3 apparently has to find a new home. We'll talk about that. We'll also get into previewing NBA Finals Game 3. All of that. More right here on Ball Don't Lie, 104.9 The Horn.